Hey everyone, great to see you again. Thank you. You're such a kind audience. Oh, hey, why did you stop? Clap again. Thank you. Jeez, you're going to be a tough audience. Hey everyone, great to see you or hear you, whatever. So I'm going to talk about something incredibly fun today. And that is, well, the topic's about toys. I'm 39 and I still have a lot of toys. Do I find a problem with that? Absolutely not. Because toys make me happy. And I'm pretty sure most of you would admit that you keep toys, whether you've accrued them over your adult lives or you've kept them from childhood. I'm in both camps. I have a lot of toys. And I had the foresight as a teenager to say to myself, you know, I don't play with any of these toys. They're just collecting dust in my closet, but I feel like I should keep them. And so I did. And being a father, my children have a lot of toys to play with on top of, you know, what we've purchased for them, but it saved us a lot of money. I was really into cars and trucks as a kid, and my son just figuratively ate them up when, you know, when he was younger. So that's what I'm going to talk about. And that we shouldn't be ashamed of having toys. If you have some nice things, and obviously you don't worship them, you don't waste your money in the pursuit of having toys to rediscover your childhood, just as keepsakes, because toys are special for kids. Oftentimes they're connected to memories, impressions, moments, individuals, and every toy that I have kept for myself, that I have displayed, if you could see it, my desk and my walls and shelves, these lovely toys of mine, kids know they have to have permission to play with them. But that's beside the point. These are all special to me. Everything that I have displayed is special to me. So with that being said, let's talk about toys. So I've mentioned before in a previous podcast or number of podcasts, I've actually had two specific ones about serving a proselyting mission. But one of the fond memories I have as a missionary are the toys that I collected. Now, I don't know what the genesis of my rediscovered passion for toys came about. Just one day, my companion and I were walking to a house, and the front yard was just littered with toys of various shapes and sizes, and I saw a car. It looked pretty cool, so I picked it up, and I think just in the motion of things, you know, seeing the person we were going to talk to and just had conversation, I just kept holding the toy or the car, and I just kept it. And that was my gateway drug, if you will. Not a good example of borrowing without asking the toys of others. Now, I need to also say, I was given toys because rumors spread throughout the mission to other missionaries that I liked toys, that I like collecting cars if and when I can discover them. But it got bad. It got bad to the point where I was sitting in the chapel of one of the congregations, and the seat had a toddler toy. It was a little locomotive with a conductor, and when you push it, the wheels would cause the conductor to rise and lower and rise in the conductor's seat. And I was like, this is pretty cool. And without any thought, I just kept it. So there are a number of figurines and a number of cars that I kept. And in the last area I served on the windowsill above my bed, I had a huge display. I have pictures. And this is why I needed to do a YouTube channel, because I can show this. But regardless, I had all my toys that I collected up to that point displayed on the windowsill pretty nicely, if I may say so myself. I also have to further say that collecting all these toys did bring a necessarily large amount of satisfaction to one of my companions. So one day, he wasn't feeling very well. He had a high fever, so we were just in the apartment. He was resting, and I, you know, called, canceled our appointments with people that day, and so I was just, you know, twiddling my thumbs, so to speak. But I then decided to just get some toys out and get my digital camera and start making short films. And That brought a lot of levity. It helped my companion feel, you know, a little better, you know, laughing. And it was one of those moments where I justified my, how would you phrase it, undue theft. Again, borrowing without asking. These toys I had accumulated. And again, some were given to me. I need to make that known. Need to make that known. And anyway, this experience was great. I still have the videos, and it was great. Okay, it was great. So thereon after, I have to say I didn't keep many of the toys. So when I came home from my mission, I didn't keep all of the toys. I kept a few cars. I think one was a nice stretch limo. Another was a Nissan Z, I believe. But I realized, you know, this is a bit childish of me. I need to leave these here. But then coming home, you know, my old toys as a kid were still in my closet, and I'd see them. Obviously, I would not play with them. I had long overcome that phase of my life, even despite having all of my toy accumulation in my mission. I wasn't playing with them. I was just kind of like chronically taking things. But I digress. But I still had a few things. Now, I don't consider Sharp Blades toys. Because of my Lord of the Rings obsession, I had purchased, before my mission, I had purchased Legolas's knives and Sting and a nice Bowie knife. But, you know, I didn't play with them. It was something just to marvel, to look at, to observe, to appreciate, like any good man does when he buys those things. But it was really since having kids, introducing my son and my daughter with, you know, my childhood toys, I really started to rediscover or feel again that passion of playing with these toys. And the joy and memories would flood to my mind. And I thought, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have a few toys myself, not to play with, just to have and to appreciate. And so I had some Star Wars toys, you know, around the time George Lucas put out the reimagined edition, or no, the special edition with all the extra scenes that were not necessary. But I had some of those. Like, I had a nice X-Wing that I have displayed here, and a Y-Wing. And so that kind of was the starting point, was playing with my kids, with my old toys. And they're the stewards of those toys. They play with them, but I still hold on to the original owner title. Maybe it's possessiveness or childness or being naive, juvenile, whatever. I don't care. They're still mine at the end of the day. But it's kind of like in a spreadsheet. You have the owner and the administrators. I'm the owner. They're the administrators, if that makes sense. But anyway, over time, you know, being a parent, I just started collecting things. I love Lamborghinis so much. One of my bucket list items is to drive one, go on the Bonneville Salt Flats, get in a Lamborghini. I do not care which model. Just the fact that it's a Lamborghini is enough. And to just coast across that salt flats, enjoy the moment. That's a big bucket list item. But I love Lego. Now, my passion for Lego I had as a kid. And when I was like 12 or 13, it was starting to go away. And so I just kept them in a shoebox, you know, all the stuff, all my Lego stuff. And so obviously my son got into them. I realized there were so many Legos that I never had because it wasn't a passion of mine anymore. So, for example, when the Lord of the Rings trilogy premiered, so did all of these, you know, Lego sets. But I wasn't into Lego, and I didn't think to buy them. I do now. I wish that I did, because, you know, any given set's between $500 and $1,500. So I'm down to buying figurines. I don't have any Lord of the Rings-related sets. I just have figurines, because economy, inflation, and I'm poor. I'm unemployed. So I have to make do with what I have. So I have a lot of Lego figurines, not just Lord of the Rings, but Marvel. And so I'm not going to get down the list of everything I have. What I'm getting at is having toys or keepsakes, there's nothing wrong with them. Now, if you worship them, if you spend money you don't have on accruing more and more, that's something you need to tackle on your own. But for the sake of this podcast, I will say it's important to remember happy times and to remember joy of having toys. Because how often does it instill in our imagination something new, something creative? And so many of the toys that I have or that I gave to my kids, for example, all of my Happy Meal toys, like all of the cars and trucks, I can find all of them. Or I can find every single car that I had, and I can remember a memory connected to each. And so I find that pretty awesome, pretty incredible that I still remember those things. But because I loved being a kid, I loved having that outlet for my imagination. And it's something I always enjoy seeing in my children. So I guess what I'm getting at is just remember happy times and be grateful for them. And if it came in the form of a new toy or figurines, you know, so be it. Cherish those positive memories. And if you have kids or you just have the opportunity to share your passions with others, take advantage of it and find that joy, rediscover it. And in turn, they will do likewise, especially when they get older. So that's my random episode today. This was truly spontaneous. I was determining what to talk about. And I just look at my toys, I'm like, I'm going to talk about toys. There's nothing to do with mental health, although you could argue it does to an extent. And I've talked about Lord of the Rings, but I haven't talked about paranormal. There's nothing paranormal about the toys, so I can't tie that topic in. Anyway, thanks for listening. Appreciate your support. Check out my Instagram page with podcast updates. And you have a great day. Take care.